I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News in charge of Ruidoso and Lincoln County. Congressional District 2 U.S. Representative Yvette Harrell of New Mexico did not support efforts to remove President Donald Trump from office before his term ends next week. On Tuesday night, Yvette texted me to say that the vote was to have Vice President Mike Pence invoke the 25th Amendment to remove President Trump from office. She said, "I voted against it." However, the other House representatives approved a resolution, 223 to 205, urging Vice President Mike Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment. He refused to do so. And so the House is now moving towards impeachment procedures against Trump, which could begin today. A new political party is on the horizon, and it could possibly debut on the inauguration day of President-elect Joe Biden. It's called the Patriots Party, and Cowboys for Trump founder Coy Griffin will be a member of it.
We're fixing to kick it off, and all these rhinos that you can't tell the difference between them and a Democrat, they're all going to be sitting in the same boat. Patriots, if they're Democrat or Republican, those that love life, love our country, and love freedom and individual liberties, we might see the emergence of it sooner than later. I think there's a new party on the rise, brother, and it may be here before the 20th.
The New Mexico Department of Health reported 20 new cases of the COVID-19 virus in Lincoln County on Sunday. Todd Overhugh, CEO of the Lincoln County Medical Center in Ruidoso, elaborates on the spike.
You know, until just last week, we were seeing a slight decrease in the number of COVID cases, but we have seen that start to go back up here lately. The 20 cases is a little bit of a surprise, but as far as just being within one day, but we definitely, through our testing, have seen the numbers increasing over the last 2 weeks, I would say. We somewhat suspected that, you know, this is a tourism venue, and we had quite a significant visitation during that time. We're not necessarily surprised that we're seeing an increase at this.
In charge of the news for Ruidoso and Lincoln County, I'm Tom A. Reese.